Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life. And let's be real, sometimes that ride feels more like a bumpy roller coaster fueled by negative self-talk. Ever catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like that little voice in your head is determined to sabotage your day before it even begins. But guess what? We don't have to let that voice win. Today, we're diving into the power of affirmations and how they can be your secret weapon for silencing those negative thoughts and building unshakable confidence. So, buckle up, because this is going to be good. You ready to learn how to rewrite your inner script? Here are five key takeaways that will blow your mind. First off, understanding where these negative voices come from is crucial. It's often rooted in past experiences, insecurities, or even societal pressures. We internalize these messages over time, and they become ingrained in our subconscious. But the good news is, we have the power to reprogram those patterns. Think of your mind like a computer. It's constantly running programs based on the information you feed it. Second, affirmations aren't just some fluffy feel-good mantras. They are powerful statements that, when repeated consistently, can actually rewire your brain. It's like giving your subconscious a new set of instructions, shifting your focus from negativity to positive possibilities. Remember, our brains respond to repetition. Third, make it personal. Generic affirmations like, I am successful, might not resonate as deeply as something specific to your goals and aspirations. So, craft affirmations that speak directly to what you want to achieve. Feeling stuck in a rut? Try, I am open to new opportunities. Want to boost your creativity? Say, I am inspired and innovative. Fourth, get real with yourself. Don't just spout affirmations without truly believing them. It's like pretending to be someone you're not. It won't stick. Start small, even if it feels awkward at first. Gradually, as you consistently practice your affirmations, the beliefs will start to solidify. And finally, remember that this is a journey, not a quick fix. There will be days when those negative voices are louder than ever. Don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge them. Gently redirect your thoughts with an affirmation and keep moving forward. Consistency is key. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking into that important meeting, the one where you're pitching your big idea. That little voice in your head starts whispering doubts. What if they don't like it? What if I mess up? But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you remember your affirmation. I am confident and prepared. My ideas are valuable and will be well received. Now, wouldn't that make a difference? You walk into the meeting with a newfound sense of poise and conviction, knowing that you've got this. This is what affirmations can do. They empower us to overcome self-doubt, step outside our comfort zones, and live more fulfilling lives. So, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge those negative voices. Reprogram your brain with positive affirmations. Make them personal and believable. Practice consistently and don't give up. You are capable of amazing things, and the power to unlock your potential lies within you. Ready to start silencing those self-doubt whispers? Head over to our website and download our free affirmation guide. It's packed with powerful statements to help you manifest your dreams. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost of confidence. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.